You Jake Sully?
I'd like to talk to you about a fresh start on a new world. You'd be making a difference.
I became a Marine for the hardship. I told myself I can pass any test a man can pass. All I ever wanted was a single thing worth fighting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're not in Kansas anymore. You're on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
This is why we're here. Because this little gray rock sells for 20 million a kilo. Their village happens to be resting on the richest deposit, and they need to relocate. Those savages are threatening our whole operation. We're on the brink of war, and you're supposed to be finding a diplomatic solution.
The concept is to drive these remotely controlled bodies called avatars. They're grown from human DNA mixed with DNA of the natives.
Marine in an avatar body. That's a potent mix.
You get me what I need, I'll see to it you get your legs, babe. Your real legs.
Hell yeah, sir.
Looks like you. This is your avatar.
Just relax and let your mind go blank. It shouldn't be hard for you.
Hey, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 98. I'm your host with the most, the phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we have a special show today, Z. A very special show.
Okay.
Damn, you all right?
Okay.
Now, that's funny as shit.
This is special, all right?
He's just like, damn, you on drugs right now, Z?
Some good ones.
Oh, nice. Let me get some of that. Hey, pass that over here. Oh, shit. Oh. It's special because the reason why I call it special is because I picked this because we're in the week of Marvel right now.
Don't we always Marvel?
I've already made my bet that Age of Ultron is going to be the number one highest grossing film of all time.
Who'd you make that bet with?
Nobody.
Oh.
Myself.
I thought you were talking Wayne or Cody.
Wayne's ignorant, motherfucker, but he'll count. Made it with myself, see? That's it.
Okay.
I like how people are just like, I'm glad Z's there to bring logic out of this motherfucker right here. Because who the fuck did he make this bet with? Myself. So I picked this one pretentiously to say, Avatar is over. You're done. It's time for you to go.
Get out of here.
Go. It's time for you to get the hell out of here or whatever. And after looking at the box office, Avengers 2, already more than half a billion. We're on our way there. On our way. Slowly.
It's... Next week, nothing comes out next week, so it's on its pace.
It's got two whole weeks of nothing coming out, so it's definitely doing well. And Avatar, it's time for you to fucking go, because goddamn, you're boring.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, we watching it. Mrs. One, and we got back from dinner late night last night, we was watching it. She sat there for 10 minutes saying, damn, this is boring.
And she laughed.
Yeah, she went to bed, but still. Meanwhile, I'm sitting up there and it's like, how long is this movie? God damn, it's 2.5
3 hours.
Fuck, it was 3 hours, man. I was like, oh man, I could have did so much by now.
It's, oh my god, man. You could take out, seriously, hour and a half of this movie. And it's a normal feat movie.
The most action-packed part of the movie is the ending.
Which is, I think, about 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's like 20 fucking minutes of it. Yeah, you're right. And then, like, because I noticed, like, in the middle point, it's about nothing. Just Jake Sully's character learning how to fly, how to ride, stuff. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about you knowing this stuff, man. Come on. Move it along.
This is, because I made this post when I was watching it. I'm like, how does this movie make so much money? And I'm like, and I said in a comment that this is the type of movie that you can have on in the background while you're doing your taxes or something.
Yeah.
And you can just look up, watch it for like 5 minutes. You won't miss shit.
I will give credit to the movie that it is, at the time when it came out in theaters, it was a spectacle. And I think this is when 3D was like on the cusp of like being like better than what it was before then. You don't really get too much bad 3D nowadays because it's just like, well, you know, it. But at the same time, they're not really doing much with 3D. And I thought this one was just more of a, but the reason why is because they sold more 3D tickets and them cost more. So
yeah,
that's the reason why I got a billion. Because everybody was like, oh, you can't see this movie unless it's in 3D, and everyone fucking sold it saw it in 3D. I remember when I walked out with my girlfriend at the time, whatever, and she's like, what'd you think? I was like, yeah, it was all right. And she's like, oh, you just hate everything. I was like, god damn.
I never saw this in theaters because it's like, it never really drawn to me.
Yeah.
The movie. Plus, I'm not a massive Cameron fan.
I've got that over the past Throwback Tuesdays. You're not that big of a Cameron fan.
No, I mean, T2 is my favorite. You know, T2 is my favorite. It should be a lot of people's favorites, but...
Yeah.
But this one...
Aliens is.
No, T2.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, after rewatching it, I'm just like, eh.
There's really no story to this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the common thing? It's like, that's why I picked Dances with Wolves, because it's got Dances with Wolves in it. It's got Ferngully, Pocahontas.
Yeah, it's got the, those movies you just named, they're an hour and a half.
Fucking an hour of the movie is just a visual of the planet.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude, like, those movies you just named, they're an hour and a half, and they get not only this story told, but they do it much better.
Yeah, well, they have better actors, too.
Yeah, that's
Sam Worthington, yeah.
I gotta say, this is probably one of his best performances, though, even though it was dry as fuck, but...
Well, he was pretty much a green screen.
Yeah, that's true. Why did they give him those fucked up legs? Well, I want to know.
Yeah, that did nothing for the movie.
I don't know, I was like, you could have just gave him his normal-ass legs and said they didn't work. I mean, it wouldn't...
And I think he narrated most of the fucking dialogue, too.
Especially since they said he got injured through battle. So it's just like, so he had them scrawny-ass legs when he was in battle?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's my guess.
So he looked like the dude from that movie, The New Guy, then. He looked like that size, then, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. So he looked like that in battle. Okay. They try to make it seem like he was injured at birth or something like that, like a kid, or his lower body just never grew with him. It was like, that didn't make any damn sense, okay?
A lot of this shit does not make sense.
But one thing I was saying I'll give credit to Cameron is I think he's great at world building, and he built a great world here, and he just didn't do nothing with it.
Because I believe he created like a brand new camera or something.
Yeah, it was a whole new 3D camera and shit like that. I was just making a joke on another show or whatever. I was just saying James Cameron should be the director of Aquaman because that nigga loves water so goddamn much.
That was actually an episode of Entourage. He was the director of Aquaman.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. In an episode of Entourage, he was the director of Aquaman.
You lying your ass.
No, I am not.
Oh, no. People, I don't even watch Entourage. That was a joke I was making. No. Wow.
Yeah, because I love Entourage. So, yeah, that happened.
I got an Entourage on Prime. I gotta find this episode now. Right,
I want to say it's like season 4. I want to say it's like season 4.
Okay. That's lying your ass off. I got to see this now for myself. You're lying.
No, but this movie, it's like, this movie's so long, it really makes you feel bored, and it literally puts you to sleep.
Because it's not doing anything.
No, I mean, the coolest character in this whole movie is, the Colonel, Stephen Lang.
The Colonel.
He played the same fucking character in that TV show.
Yeah, but he did. Oh, I gotta say, Michelle Rodriguez, she looked hot as shit in this movie. I was like, damn, she looked even better than she did. She was sexy as fuck in there.
I'm surprised, like, towards the end, she didn't, like, you know, say, like, we're family or something.
She wasn't on that trend yet, that's why.
We're family.
You know, Les looked good, too, when they got out her clothes or whatever, and put her, when Sigourney Weaver died.
Age is hitting her pretty hard, though.
She looked young in that scene. Like
she did look young.
But like, she looked CG.
Yeah. This is also, I'm going to butcher his name, Giovanni Ribisi's best performance, too.
I think that's how you say his name.
I think this is his best performance. As an actor.
I'm trying to remember the last movie I've seen.
Probably Ted or Gangster Squad. Million Ways to Die.
Oh, okay, damn. All right.
Oh, he was in Selma. He was in Selma, too.
That's right, he was in Selma. Yeah, that's right. Yes, he was in Selma. I was like, I know I've seen him in something recently where... But, he was in my favorite movie, Gangster Squad. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But I actually like him. But he played the bad guy at first, and then he kind of just got pushed into, like, going for the war by the colonel.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you could see at his face, like, the emotion on his face that this is wrong.
But even at the end of the film, you didn't even see that. He looked like, he was just like, fuck y'all, whatever. He looked angry and stuff still. He had a lot of character changes for him, whatever. And it almost, I'm not gonna lie now. What I wanted to ask you was, what was they doing out there? What the fuck was the point of that?
I think he said something about those rocks. That one of those rocks was like worth like $25 million or something.
So can I ask you this question? So this world that the avatars live in is connected to Earth, or what?
That's where the confusion comes into play.
Like, so is this another planet altogether itself, or is this a dimension?
I want to say it's just another planet.
Because they showed that shot of the planet and shit like that, or whatever.
I want to just say it's a planet, but...
Okay.
So when they transform, so when Sully transforms from the Avatar, which, what are they called? Navi? Navi?
Yeah, Navis.
Navi. When he's a Navi, and then he wakes up, his body just sits there. Like, the time he almost got ran over when after the sex scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, though, since this is another planet, though, why do they need the Navi bodies?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's like, why they just didn't do it? I mean, because it looks like the Navis already know what humans are, because they wasn't that shocked when they found out that they were humans and shit like that. Like, they didn't look that blown away or nothing like that, right?
No, they didn't. But, like, they even said it, like, Grace, who was Sigourney Weaver, she was a teacher, and they obviously knew she was a human, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, but they got all pissed off when they find out Jake's a human?
I'm lost now. By the way, I had this movie on like the Ultimate Edition Blu-ray package someone gave me as a gift. This is the first time I've opened that motherfucker to watch this movie.
Ah.
I've had it since for 3 years now, and I've never opened it.
Wow.
And I didn't even watch the Blu-ray version. I watched the DVD version, just stuck it in my Xbox.
Yeah, I have the DVD, but I'm not going to go looking for it, because I haven't unpacked everything since I moved all my DVD. So I just streamed it online, and it was okay quality. I mean, it's not Blu-ray quality, but this is just like you can't watch this unless you have a 3D television.
Yeah, because I got a 50-inch TV, and I was watching it on there. I was like, it looked beautiful as hell, but I feel like I'm kind of missing the point of why this movie was released in theaters, which was a 3D version of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But
you can tell a lot of this shit was made for 3D and stuff. And I don't know, maybe that's more of where, because this is another thing, like, this is an event film, because of the 3D just brings out, the excitement in it, if you will.
What'd you say,
like
it was
that.
A spectacle?
Yeah, it was a spectacle. That's a good word for it. It was a spectacle, and I think that you're, like, missing, you're losing almost a star or a point just because I didn't watch it in that spectacle format.
And it's Cameron, I'm trying to think, I think he's done like 6 movies, and he's been around since the 80s.
Yeah, I was about to say, we didn't even get a plot synopsis.
Oh. Avatar, directed by James Cameron, starring Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, Stephen Lang, Michelle Rodriguez, Sigourney Weaver. Budget, $237 million. Box office, $2.7 billion. Dollars.
$2.7 shit.
I'm trying to think of a plot. Plot. The humans, they're trying to invade this colony.
Sky people, what they call them.
Sky people?
Yeah, the sky people. That's what the humans are known for.
They're invading this colony, I guess, for the Na'vi.
Yeah.
And I was going to say Naboo.
How the fuck did they get a bulldozer to that planet?
It's like, I think I want to say it's on the opposite side.
Yeah, I kept getting the vibe like it's connected to Earth somehow, but like you said, like it's on the opposite side.
But humans can't breathe the air. That's why they got those masks.
Yeah, yeah. But they can still talk though. I'm sitting here as you talking, I'm just trying to think, like, why do they need the Avatar body? I'm just trying to get that.
I don't know.
It seems like they went out of their way to create those bodies.
Yeah. It's pretty much...
Remember, they spent as much money to create those bodies as they would have got by getting those rocks from their cells.
Yeah, they could have just had the avatars grab the rocks.
Right? it's like they were destroying their land to build a hotel there.
That would have made it interesting.
They're like, who would have lived there? They can't breathe this shit.
But they recruit Sully, who's a paraplegic, into... form an avatar to learn the cultures, I guess.
Why do they need to learn it?
I don't know. It's like, you have the scientists who are the good people, then the Marines who are the bad people, but they work together. Because even the Colonel said, the avatar program's stupid. It's a waste of time.
This kind of reminded me of the little bit of story of the Prometheus storyline, where they had this rich guy, which was the Giovanni Ribisi. He funded this program to get these rocks or whatever, their land or whatever the fuck they were getting and stuff like that. Obviously, the president probably or whoever was behind who backed this up, I said, you know, don't go out there just killing people. Make sure, you know, because it's inhumane. So make sure you reason with them that you're getting their land or whatever, because, you know, it's part of their rights as well and stuff like that. So that's why they brought the scientists along in the military. But this whole thing of, like, why do they need to learn their code? Because... nobody in here really seemed that fascinated with that. The fact that we got blue cat people walking around.
Yeah. Well, cats, cheetahs, or they were something.
Like some goddamn panthers or something. Giant blue cat people that's like twice our size. Nobody seemed to be fond with that. They were more interested in that the fact that the trees were all connected somehow throughout them. I'm just like... y'all don't find these giant-ass motherfuckers that great. I'm like, God, that's like the fact that you can create one of them, you don't find that interesting? Like, if you can do that, where's the cure for cancer at in this world?
Mm-hmm. Why can't they fix Sully's legs?
Yeah, thank you. You can create a whole other species being. And you mean tell me you can't fucking create... and base it to look like your human self, but you can't create this motherfucker's legs?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we can do everything except for human anatomy.
They seem to really drop that, because I thought he would have, like, oh, I'm walking, but, you know, it's kind of like, whatever.
I guess, once he got the body, they just dropped it or whatever and stuff. That was probably another reason why his ass stayed. He's like, I'm crippled back now. Why the fuck would I go back to...
No.
You know, it's like, did that really add anything to the story, though?
No.
Like you said, when they dropped it was just like, yeah, once they showed him running or whatever. I mean, he would have did that, though, even if his legs worked in real life, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why...
you'd have been excited, but you'd have been like, oh, shit, I'm in a different body or something like that. I can control it. You'd have been doing that regardless if your legs were hurt or not, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's why... And then they threw in the plot about the Colonel saying to tell Sully to learn everything about them, their weaknesses, so we can attack them.
Their weaknesses is bow and arrows!
Yeah, no, and then they try to focus on what the three Na'vi.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana.
Hey, you just pissed me off with that line now, see? Because you're right. Learn their weaknesses. What?
That's like them throwing rocks, you know.
Yeah.
You have massive guns, and you got these like, I don't know what the fuck that thing looked like—a thing from RoboCop.
Yeah, you got fucking, you got mech suits. You got mech suits, giant ass. Matter of fact, you got bulldozers that are bigger than life. I've never seen a bulldozer that size that can just run down the whole damn village and shit like that. What are you talking about learning their weaknesses and culture and shit like that? Their culture ain't no different than Indian people living on Earth.
Yeah.
There's nothing to them. They got a different language. Whatever. If you extinct their ass, what's the point of the language then?
That's why I'm like, eh.
Don't care. Don't give a shit.
No, but they focus on the three Na'vi, or four, actually.
Yeah.
And then the whole battle scene, it's hard to say who's who, you know what I mean? All of them look the same.
Unless they got clothes on.
Yeah, because they had, what, the finest warrior, and then they had the clan leader, who was, I'm not pronouncing her name, Natriye?
Everybody that was on the ground, I'm not going to lie, I didn't know who the fuck they were.
No.
Like you said, they all look alike.
It's supposed to focus on two characters, which is Zoe and Sam.
Yeah.
And they're fun.
Natiri and Jake.
Natiri, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
and
somehow falls in love with him. I love how they're all about, it's sad to kill and stuff like that, whatever, but yet she was going to put an arrow in Jake's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right at the beginning. Right at the beginning.
She didn't know nothing about him. He didn't say anything, didn't do anything. She just sees him walking with a stick in his hand, just walking around, and she's pointing an arrow at him. I was just like, oh, damn, don't you think that's a little humane?
Yeah.
But when she protects him from things that were trying to kill him, because he doesn't know about the land or anything like that, so he's doing some stupid shit, obviously. And then when she got back to the where her father and stuff like that, she's like, I was going to kill him, but something stopped. I'm just like, damn, so are y'all peaceful or not? Because you just sat up here and just like, oh, yeah, you know, we don't kill and stuff like that, only if we have to. It's like, well, he didn't do shit for you to point an arrow at him and for your brother to be going crazy talking about, I don't need to stab his ass now.
Mm-hmm. And then pretty much everyone die. I mean, the plot is you got they build everything up on the characters, then they throw Jake into this freaking world, and then the whole 2 hours of the movie in the middle it does not do shit, and it's just a visual of the planet.
Why was they mad at Jake?
I think because he was a soldier.
Yeah, but he told him that though at the beginning. He said he's a warrior. It's the same thing.
Human warrior, I don't know.
But because they were mad at him, because I remember when he told, it was just like, he was sent here to learn about you, to prepare for this or whatever and stuff like that. But I was just like, okay, that still don't give them a reason to be mad at Jake. I mean, it's like, whatever he could have went back and told them, it had nothing to do with how they're doing things now. They're shooting missiles at a tree. Mm-hmm. It ain't like he went back and said their weakness is if you shoot a missile at a tree.
Yeah, like that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
what was that tree called? The one they bulldozed?
I don't know. Tree of Life? I don't know.
Not that movie, but...
Oh, yeah, that's another movie. Yeah, sorry.
That's another three-hour movie. But, yeah, that's like this tree. Like, that's what I hated about... You know, he's trying to run away with her. She's watching the tree, and she's just freaking out when those soldiers can shoot her at any second.
Meanwhile, Jake was helping by knocking out the camera and stuff like that. So I remember her line was just like, oh, you knew about this and you didn't tell us. So it's like, well, I'm telling you now. What the fuck was you going to do if I would have told you a week ago?
A lot of people would have died.
Yeah, exactly. Either way, we would have been in the same position because he was never going to move. Like, you're talking about like, oh, we could have been prepared. It's like, how would you have been prepared for shit like this? You got bows and arrows. They were getting their ass kicked even when they got all those people at the end together. The only reason why they got saved was because these big-ass creatures came out of nowhere and decided to help.
Yeah, what was the name?
Iowa? Iwa? Whatever the spirit.
There was how many of those? There was like dinosaurs, like a pterodactyl. You had all these tippin' type of animals that we actually had to learn about. This is a fucking science movie that actually teaches you.
Yeah.
And I don't know what with Cameron is, but I didn't feel any... I didn't feel any like connection with the love story into the movie, like Titanic or something. You know what I mean?
I about to say like Aliens. you really don't feel anything for them characters neither when they just go off and die. Yeah, I kind of like that, right? Remember that scene?
Yes, that's just a couple months ago. But you don't feel anything because Cameron, we know he can tell a story in his shit in his movies, but this one it's just. It's like he, like, fuck the story. We're going to show this amazing world I created.
I don't even know why she fell in love in the first place with him. Because she spent time with him, I guess? I don't know.
And then you just interlocked hair?
What kind of sexist shit was that thing or whatever? Like, the fact that she's going to put an arrow in him. And because she don't like him because he was too stupid and didn't know her ways. Now all of a sudden he learned them. Oh, I'm in love with him.
Yeah. And then how you have sex is you interlocked hair.
That's like saying if I was a chick and I told Z, oh, you're too stupid for me to date, and he read a book and became smarter, I'd be like, I'm in love with him now.
Yeah. Do you think that was just shoehorned in?
Man, that's shoehorned in every fucking movie nowadays. I love shit, man. I swear, dude. I gotta drop that shit. The fact that, like, you know, even when he gets his big-ass bird and shit, she's riding with him, I'm just like, why she can't ride on her own?
Yeah, that's how it's...
Like forces them. Oh, and the fact that, oh, by the way, that really pissed me off. The fact that he does ride his big ass bird, she's back in love with him again.
Yeah.
What? You just got done telling him, I never want to see you again or whatever. Now all of a sudden you see him ride some bird because it was on some legend of your great-grandfather or something like that. He rode that bird. He was a very strong man. Now that you see, you know, this dude you were in love with and fell out of love with, now that you backed him by his bird, you're in love with him.
And how is it at the end when everyone in this tribe or whatever is against him, and then all of a sudden they're with him with pretty much no explanation? He just shows up fighting, and they're like, oh, we're going to go with him now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. The tribe, I'll probably give a pass just because we don't know them. I'll give them a pass just by saying we don't know them, so they just see him and this bird, and it's like, oh, the myth has come true and stuff like that. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. I will give more shit to Zoe's character here just because of the simple fact that her emotions go further than just some myth and legend and stuff like that. Her emotions went into straight love territory.
Yeah.
So now she's confusing her personal emotions with her spiritual emotions.
Yeah, and then it was a big deal that they had sex, you know what I mean? Like, they treated it like a massive deal.
I was going to say that I was curious about how they're going to have sex. That was my most favorite scene in the whole movie. But I was wondering, for a simple fact, that how the fuck does they know what sex is, to be honest?
Yeah, what, you interlock your hair with each other?
I love, like, how these creatures are, like, they don't know a lot of stuff about, like, our world and stuff, because as we teach them, whatever, but, you know, then kissing is, like, the same. We go to a whole other planet and shit like that, with different, and kissing is the same their way and stuff like that, and pretty much grabbing on one another and stuff. It's like, funny how everything else is different except for fucking.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like a lot of, like, the thing of, like, Star Trek or even Guardians, that, you know, Star-Lord has sex with the numerous women in the movie. That we don't see, but you know what I mean? Because, and these things are just, they're cat creatures, whatever.
I don't even know that, because they're wearing like damn near no clothes on shit. Like, I don't see a dick or a vagina hanging out of them. I'm just like, I don't know. So is the hair locking, that hair locking shit is some deep shit too, by the way.
They did it for everything.
And when she's like, when she explained it, like, when you pretty much interlock with something, you become kind of one with it. It was just like, damn, so if you ain't fucking in, you making love then with this person when you interlock with another person, then it's just like, that's kind of some deep shit right there. I'm like, eh.
So what if you were interlocked with that tree and they tear down that tree? Do you die too?
I wonder if a party, it's kind of like the Green Lantern ring. There's a four map, an Oa. And when you charge your ring there, when you learn everything about the galaxy, it gives you like a record. That tree is kind of like the same thing. It teaches you everything about the land and everything there is, whatever. So I wonder, like, if a part of your mind just dies off with it when it dies.
Okay, that's a very big possibility. I mean, I'm surprised we didn't freaking learn that.
Learn that more? Yeah, that would have been cool, because that's actually a kind of a cool aspect, if you ask me.
Well, there's two more sequels, so.
That movie's ain't never gonna get made. Cameron will be dead before those movies come out.
And what's the point of a sequel?
Thank you. I'm more on that too.
What, does he just want the top four grossing movies of all time? Is he that? I think Cameron's just a pretentious dick. I really do think that.
I know Cameron wants to do a Waterworld version of it.
Because
I know the sequel is gonna be about underwater and stuff like that. I know Cameron is very ambiguous and. The dude, I give him credit all in the world. That's because we're talking a lot of negative. I want to give him a lot of credit in the world because he created a massive, beautiful world that had probably a co-director on here. Probably could have explored that world just a little bit more, because he's not exploring the world. He's exploring characters here, and these characters are too goddamn boring. And the world itself, I think, is unique and interesting. I mean, we just came with one plot point too of the tree itself. Where it's connected to all the, that connecting shit, that's like deep right there. I mean, even these wild animals, once they connect with them, they kind of become like one with that animal now. Cause like, you know, this flying lizard dragon thing, that Jake had in the movie, after Jake wakes up and see the land in ashes and shit like that, which looked beautiful, by the way, too.
Yeah.
This dragon thing came and found him and stuff. I'm like, wow, why didn't I explore more of that?
Yeah, that's a damn good point. I mean the vision, like, I agree, like, I'm not a big Cameron fan, but he's got an eye and he's very creative.
I like how Giovanni Ribisi's character they're just fucking trees. Dude, you're on another planet looking at giant blue people. Are you really
gonna blow off anything a scientist tells you that's going on. I mean,
that's
my problem with the people in this world. Is like they don't find anything fascinating at all. I'm like, she just told you of a tree that's like goddamn Wi-Fi and it connects to everything. You sitting here laughing as if that just sounds stupid. You're looking at giant blue people.
And that's cliche in every movie that the scientists are always wrong. You know what I mean?
They were right in this movie.
They were right. Yeah, you're right. So they're always wrong with the soldiers. So that's cliche in every type of one of these movies.
The thing is, Yon Busy's not even a fucking soldier.
No, he's just the money man, right?
The funder, yeah, the money man of the whole operation and shit. Like, that's it. That's just him or whatever and shit. And the fact that he finds that the trees are connecting, like, they don't remember to be... And we see this whole world or whatever, like, the things we found around, it's just like, really? I don't think anything is up for silly in this world.
No. You get lost in so much because of this world, you get confused, that I think it takes you out of the movie. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of pit inhabitants. I think you get more confused by the people that inhabited this fucking world, because there are a lot of fucking morons in here.
Yeah. I mean, visually beautiful. Obviously beautiful. It is.
The world itself is cool as shit. I think there's a lot you can do with this world. You can just blew his fucking gasket with this simple ass Orton. I mean, this simple story. I'm sorry. I thought the story was weak as shit. And another thing too, these characters are boring.
Yeah, and I, honest to God, have no idea why this made so much money.
Spectacle.
Like, would you see this multiple times in the theater?
Oh hell no! I didn't like it when I first saw it.
Exactly. So, yeah. People had to see this multiple times.
More than one. You know, I'm telling you, 3D.
Texas Chainsaw did 3D.
Yeah, but 3D here, though, like Texas Chainsaw, like, you know, fuck Texas Chainsaw, whatever. This James Cameron, his name's attached to it. When was the last time you saw a James Cameron movie before this?
Titanic, I think.
Yeah, James Cameron's name was attached to it. Avatar, he brought in the new form of 3D to it. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw didn't have that shit. He had his own special camera for this shit. It was another sci-fi world-building film, was that. It just had everything in its right matter of going for it. The Texas Chainsaw wasn't no damn spectacle. That was a train wreck. The difference.
Yeah, but a sequel, I don't know what they're going to do. The sequel's been in the works forever.
Shit, like a decade almost now.
And Zoe is becoming a bigger star thanks to Guardians.
I don't think she's going to be in this film.
Me too, because one, she pretty much hasn't made with Marvel.
She might show up. I mean, her schedule ain't really that big right now.
No, Sam's fine. Sam's free.
I was going to say, though, depending on when they start filming this shit, when the fuck are they going to start filming it?
This has to be like a, what, two-year filming?
I would assume so, yeah.
Because I think they're actually motion capture.
What I'm going to say, though, is Zoe really going to be back? Because he said it's going to be an underwater adventure, though. So
I know Sam's coming back. I heard...
Yeah, that's for sure. He's coming back. Because they already cast that shit. But, like, is, like, Zoe's tribe going to be back? Because, you know, they're done with her tribe. They're moving on to another one.
Maybe we'll experience a new world. An underwater world with Jar Jar Binks.
We know he loves underwater because, you know, he fucking does that shit in real life with his deep sea dive, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, his ass gonna be dead before this movie comes out. He's trying to kill himself already.
True, and I read that the Colonel's coming back somehow.
Yeah, I saw something, but I didn't even read it because I was like, some bullshit, whatever.
I did not like how he died.
How did he, oh, by the arrows and whatever, and I was like, okay.
I'm like, come on, this guy's probably your best character in the whole movie.
I didn't like how they made him a meathead, like just kind of ignorant, didn't give a fuck. But like it was like a typical general and shit like that.
Yeah, and then
the only thing that was great about it was that guy, the actor himself, is like he put so much like characteristics into him.
Uh huh. That guy's the shit.
Yeah, that guy was awesome as shit. Whatever. He was talking that shit when he was lifting weights. He was just like, I hear the gravity ain't as well on there. He's like, makes you weak. He was pumping that iron. I was just looking. I was like, God damn, this dude's scary as fuck right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's intimidating as shit. I can tell you that right now.
No, and then the Na'vi didn't even seem They didn't seem like what they wanted you to. They kind of the way everyone's talking, like they're dangerous. They have bows and arrows, motherfucker.
Yeah, thank you. They got rocks and shit, bows and arrows. Yeah, I love that speaking. He's like, they're dangerous. There's millennials. I mean, it's like y'all got mech suits, tanks, guns, explosives and shit. Like, they got bows and arrows. Who cares about their numbers? Like, I like how when you said their numbers, yeah. And when you got there, and even though they had more numbers than you, you blew them out of the sky and on the land.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why you lost is because they had fucking nature protecting them.
Yeah, did you know that the trailer for this is 3 minutes, over almost 4 minutes?
Yeah, I haven't seen that trailer in so long.
I'm like, could you imagine sitting in a movie and this pops up? You're like sitting there, oh, when's this going to fucking end?
That trailer probably was a nice-ass spectacle, though. I do remember bits and pieces of it. It was like, wow, that looks creative as shit.
Yeah,
that was definitely something new, something we had never seen before. Yeah. And you probably thought that story would have went somewhere else, but we thought the movie was like, God damn, he didn't give a fuck about this story.
But being number one in the box office for like 16 weeks.
Came out at a good time, too, because it came out at the end of December.
December. It was nominated for an Oscar.
It was dominating January.
I really did think it was going to win, too.
An Oscar?
Yeah.
The best one? Yeah.
That was the year Hurt Locker won.
Yes, that is. Yeah, that's right.
I really thought this was going to win. Cameron didn't win, but it won Golden Globe. It won all the Golden Globes, but he didn't win. He didn't win Best Director. He won all the visuals, which is something like this. Yes, it's going to win it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kind of like Interstellar. That's going to win that shit. That's not going to win the big awards. Ugh. Yeah, exactly. And they were, you remember, they were like 5 years ago, they re-released this movie.
Yeah, I do remember that. They did.
Why? To make it another fucking hour long?
Yeah, because remember, it's a spectacle. Isn't on the Blu-ray, it is an extended version?
I think so. I think I got the extended version.
Yeah, I know I do, because I got this fucking big-ass packet right here. I never looked at it personally.
Yeah, I mean,
I never had any intentions of rewatching or wanting to look at it or anything like that.
That's why when you picked it, I'm like, when I saw that, I'm like, God damn it, I did not want to watch that again.
I think this is probably the second or third time I've ever watched this movie. You know?
Second time for me.
Yeah, and I still don't give a fuck about it.
I will probably never watch this ever again.
Most likely right here? Yep, same here. I probably could have gave that Avatar Blu-ray away as a prize.
You could have.
You would have never known that it was mine for 3 years.
Because then it wasn't open.
Yeah, it wasn't open. Still had the sleeve on it and everything. It was blue and shit like that. I mean, I could have gave it away and you'd have been like, damn, he bought this from me or whatever? Yeah, you would never know the difference.
Oh, never make a call. He once got a heart. He's a nice guy.
Hell, I could still give it away as a gift, whatever, even though it ain't got the wrapping on it now.
No.
Those discs look brand new still under it.
But I'm not going to give it a fuck it.
No.
It's not worthy. I'm probably going to give it a straight stream it.
Yeah, same here.
It's because it's the story. That's my main... And the character. Story and the characters.
I was going to say, and characters. I thought the characters were boring.
Yeah.
I think Luke has said on Not Worth a Kick in the Ass last episode, he's like, oh, I thought I've tried the same characters as Guardians. I was like, oh, you got your goddamn mind.
No, 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 no.
No way, man.
Chris Pratt. Outshine anyone in this movie except the Colonel. I did like the Colonel.
I was gonna say fucking Drax the Destroyer outshined everyone.
Groot outshined them.
Yeah, he had three fucking words.
Four.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry. Yes, he said we at one point. Yeah, so.
But I will not. I cannot recommend this movie to people. I can't tell someone, oh, go see this movie. You'll enjoy it. I can't say that.
If it was still in theaters, I probably could, but to own it, probably. I don't know.
No, I can't sit there.
If you have a 3D TV, I would tell them, yeah, you can go ahead and see it.
But
I don't know if it's the same effects, though, as it was in theaters.
No, I can't. I couldn't sit there in the theaters for 3 hours to watch this.
I didn't have a problem when I watched it in theaters. I thought it was not that great, but I didn't have a problem watching it for 3 hours. I will say that 3 hours, as long as it does, it did seem like it was kind of fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't feel that at all.
Yeah, I thought, because I was sitting there for the long time, I was like, damn, is it ever going to end? Because the story is, it gets so, it's so simple that it's not a lot of, you already know where it's going and shit like that, and by the time it gets to where it's going, it kind of speeds up for me.
No, because I, like, during the middle part, before, like, everything happens, like, I left my, like, laptop for a while and came back. I'm like, they're still doing the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
that means scenes were dragged out. That don't mean the movie was long itself. But
no, scenes were dragged.
James Cameron, his long movies never seem long to me. It always feels like scenes in his movies are dragged out more than they should be.
Well, when we reviewed Titanic, that was the first half was long, but when the boat hit the iceberg, that's where it picked up.
I'll even say the first half wasn't even that long because at least I had great characters in that movie. The acting was fucking great in that movie.
Oh, yeah, but compared to what you know Titanic, what's going to happen, and you know that there's going to be a war in this movie, but it took so long for that final act, for that, you know, that.
Comparison of this to Titanic with Avatar is you're just watching Jake Sully learn this shit, which is not interesting at all, if you ask me.
No, it's like
with Leo and Kate Winslet's character it's a simple story of a boy and girl falling in love with each other because their lives are so different from each other and it's what they've been looking for each other. Their acting is so good that it's definitely a more believable romance than this movie had going on here. The romance itself is believable. The incident that happens with the ship going down is the tragedy, and them helping each other to survive whatever is the climax of the ending that makes it just eggs on is still good to me. It's just, hey, you're a guy trying to get your legs back, so do this for me, learn their ways, which I would personally, why do you even need to learn their ways? I don't fucking mow them down if you want to. I just saved you like an hour right there. Mowed their asses down. Mow them down.
Is this like the futuristic Titanic?
The boring version that everybody's talking about? Yeah. Because you know a lot of guys like to hate on that. Oh, it's just a simple love story or whatever. It's like, you can't deny the acting in here is fucking great in here, though. Compared to fucking Avatar, everybody here was bland as fuck.
You picked a guy who I can probably get very confused with Jai Courtney.
Sam Worthington and Jai Courtney are the same person.
Oh, are they? He just changed his name for each movie? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little weight, the same
person. I can see that.
At least Sam Worthington had the Mark Wahlberg movie. Lone Survivor.
Oh. Huh?
I'm fucking with you, man.
Oh, I was going to say, he was in that?
Of course he was! Yeah, he was in there!
Hmm. But he was in Clash of the Titans.
He's like, I'm still uninterested. I don't give a fuck if he was in the movie.
No, I don't like him.
I thought he was fine in this movie. It's just he didn't add nothing to it, though.
But he played two characters.
I won't say that this is his. It definitely wasn't his. Oh, it might be. I don't know. It might be the best performance yet. Looking back at some of his old movies, I'm just like,
Could you imagine how much he got paid for this? He probably didn't get paid a lot. You know what I mean? I don't think he got paid a lot for this. Because he was no name.
He was on. He had a lot of projects coming out. What are you talking about? No name, nothing.
He did Clash of Titans right after this.
Mm-hmm. Same year. Oh, no, wait, it's a different year, yeah. But he had Terminator Salvation before this, though.
That's right. I keep forgetting he was in that.
Yeah, because you always remember Christian Bale. You don't remember him.
That's the only one I know from that movie.
Yeah, because no, that movie wasn't real. That's why.
The movie never happened.
It looks a lot better than this shit that's coming out this year, though. But that's just me.
Yeah, but I can't. I would not say any. You know, refer this movie to anyone. And that's really bad too for a movie.
Damn, he's scheduled for 2, 3, and 4. God damn.
4.
Yeah, 4.
God
damn.
They're
calling it 2019.
What the fuck?
Okay. Number 2 is supposed to be 2017. It's going to be back-to-back year, too. 2018, 3, and 2019 for 4.
Fuck, I swear to God.
Yeah, so you're going to get this. Damn, this is a trend now. You can release them back-to-back a year, huh? That's probably why it's taking so long, because I did read something where he said he was filming them back-to-back.
I knew that, but I didn't know 4.
I knew it was like 3 or 4 of them and shit like that. So that's probably why it's taking so damn long to even talk about it. He's filming these shits probably back to back.
Yeah.
He did say he was doing that back to back shit. And now that it's guaranteed it's coming out a year after the year, then most likely that's your reason why. So come 2017, you'll be seeing more Avatars.
Sweet. It's going to get lost.
I think the thing that loses it for Avatar 2 is that this first one was a spectacle film of seeing this world and how it'd be created. That would mean James Cameron's going to have to create a whole new world with new shit in it.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, I've seen this before.
Exactly. So I'm curious to see what he does with this underwater shit. I did like that one creature that Sam touched, and it just kind of spinned off and started flying around. That creature looked cool as fuck, man. There was a lot of cool designs in here and stuff like that. James, like you said, he has an eye for pointing out little stuff like that, and he's great at world building. He's just not great in the storytelling part of it.
I don't know what happened, you know, from his previous movies.
I wonder if he kind of knew that and just said his movie's going to sell itself on visuals alone. So,
but, you can say that about a lot of things.
Yeah, you can say that about a lot of his films, too, for that matter. Aliens, too. Anyway. That movie is not good, people. I'm telling you, it's a generic-ass film. Trust me.
Just listen to our review.
Shit, watch the movie if you want to. You don't believe it, then. You don't give a fuck about none of the characters in that film. Am I right?
Michael Biehn, or Biehn, or whatever, but he vanishes at the end.
Fucking vanishes here, and like you said, even in this one, you don't give a fuck about none of him either. And the sergeant himself, he's just a cool guy. I personally could give a fuck what happens to him, but he's just cool because at least he's bringing some kind of characteristic to this this movie and stuff like that. That doesn't mean he's a great character himself. No, that just means he's a great character in this movie because nothing else is going on. The visual effects here I thought looked great. Can't take that away from Cameron's world building here. It's great. I always love a sci-fi movie that can just bring up a whole new world. There's a lot of fucking problems in this world because there's a lot of unexplained shit in here that they just go over and he's just like, that don't make any sense. That don't make any sense. That don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But yet Cameron just keeps doing it. So in this movie, and plus being it 3 hours long, it's a lot more attention to detail to point out those problems with it being so long. Hour and a half, you can be like, yeah, whatever. I got through real quick, so there. But 3 hours, you got a lot of time to ponder about, wait a minute, why are they doing this now? I almost forgot halfway through the film what was the whole motivational plan of what was going on in the film.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there looking like, I don't even know why they're doing this anymore.
Yeah. You lose the whole character motivation. Throughout.
Yeah, I'm mainly talking about from the soldiers and Giovanni Ribisi's character. I'm just like, I don't even know why they're here anymore, to be honest. Like, I forgot their whole main mission. Because, like, when you see Sam Worthington talking to the general, and he's just, like, telling them about that they accepted him in the group and stuff like that, and I'm just like, why are you reporting that, by the way? Like, what is that, like, how does that help this at all, you know?
Yeah, that's why I said he narrated probably a massive portion of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, a part of his plan was just, like, oh, get in with their people, tell them to relocate. It was like, really?
Yep, that's the plot of the movie.
And he never once told them that or nothing like that, so it was just like, okay, get some people to relocate. Why don't you offer them another tree? How about that? I don't know.
Yeah,
they're talking about, oh, we gave them education and shit like that. What, do you really need these motherfuckers give a fuck about education? Come on now. I love how we so quick to give other people education, we can't even give our own education.
I know.
I'm about to say fuck this one. Yeah, it's just a stream it, though. That's it.
Yeah. But I'll never watch it again.
No, I'll never watch it again, probably neither. I've seen, like, Peace and Beasts on TV, but other than that, I never kept it on the channel long enough, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's on TNT or FX.
It's on TV when I'm it's on TV on my TV when I'm like using the Swiffer to sweep the floors and shit. Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Question time, Cutter.
All right.
Hey, we got Tom Brady here, and which by the way, people love that Avengers review. I don't know if you saw the poll here, and what would you rate Avengers Age Ultron?
The biggest landslide in history.
Probably so. That's 231 fucking votes for a see it.
That's all the votes.
I guess Swollen Bastards loved the film then, right?
Yeah, it made, what, $187 million?
An opening weekend and overseas about 400 and something. Yeah, so I would think so, right?
I bombed. Don't worry about it. We won't see it again.
Yeah, that's right. Plus, Wayne said it ain't that great anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be more caring and sharing.
Yeah. playing. Get your balls back, Luke. Anyway. Damn. That motherfucker knows how to have fun. Shit. I swear.
Tom Brady says, B1, just exactly how many fucking films have you seen? Almost to 100 episodes, and you seem to have seen every last one of them. Not to mention the new releases that's been coming out since you started Movie Spoilers. Exactly what haven't you seen?
This is the most common question you get.
Yeah, I was about to say it is, actually. Matter of fact, I want to say, when I first met Eric and Kyle, that was the first question they asked me. And I was like, damn, I've been talking to y'all for like 2 weeks now before I met y'all. And that was the first question y'all asked me when I meet. I'm sure there's some classics from the 70s or 80s I haven't seen. I just don't know the names of them, probably. I've seen Casablanca, so.
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Roots?
Yeah, I've seen that and shit. They're making a TV show out of that now.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, so,
Now, just think about this. Last year, 2014, what movies do you know for a fact you've never seen that were was probably a big movie?
Shit, I've seen them all.
You've seen them all?
Yeah, and the ones I did miss, I caught up with them when I did my best and worst over there, so.
Okay, because you're, I think, what was it, Cam the Cam was one of them? Oh my god, damn.
Yeah, Cam the
Cam. I'm like, I see that on Netflix, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to watch that. And I heard that, I'm like, what the fuck?
I was about to say, what is that? Oh, yeah, Cam. I saw that at the LA Film Festival, too. That pretentious ass film festival. there's a lot of limited releases I saw, but they released so many of those, you know, it's like.
A lot, man.
I'm trying to think of a mainstream movie I haven't seen. I was going to say Paddington Bear. I didn't see that for a while when that came out, but I saw it like 2 weeks ago, so.
I'm trying to think of something too. It's very hard to think of something you have not seen.
I wouldn't say anything in the past 5 years, probably. I would even try to think back, like really way back. That's probably something I know for a fact I haven't seen, but it's hard to think of something that's not that mainstream that I haven't seen.
So you're thinking 5 years.
Yeah, because in the past 5 years I was doing movie spoilers. I mean, every mainstream movie I've almost goddamn seen, so it's like.
You've seen every Tyler Perry movie because you're a big fan.
Oh, unfortunately, yes. God, fuck that guy.
Hotel for Dogs.
Hotel for fucking Dogs. Is that the one with the fucking, that's not the one with Tim Allen and him, right?
No, not Old Dogs.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, that's not like the same.
Or Wild Hogs. No.
I want to say that's the one with Tim Allen and fucking. Is that the one that came out in 2009 with director Thor Frudenthal?
Oh my god, you've seen it. Don Cheadle's in it?
Yeah, oh god, yeah. Old Temple Dog, Don Cheadle, yeah.
When you said the director's name, I'm like, god damn.
But, Emma Stone.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts, yeah, she was the leading actress in that film, yeah. Because I remember that movie because what's her name was in it? Miss Dr. Doolittle, the one that took over the friend. Kyla Pratt, she was in it.
Yeah, so you've seen it.
And I had a crush on her when I was growing up. I had a thing because she lived, now her family lived in my old neighborhood or whatever and shit. And I was like, damn, I want to meet that chick because she is fine as fuck.
Yeah, so you can't think of something. That was like a long time ago, too.
Yeah, that was.
And how you pull the director's name out of your ass, I will never know. Because that's not like a director you would think of.
No. You know why? Because their name was Thor. And you know why, too? Is I know he worked on that fucking Last Diary of a Wimpy Kid fucking movie.
And he did Percy Jackson.
Yeah, so. You know what? One day I'll come up with a list. Maybe.
There you go. I'm actually very interested in that list.
I'll do a top 10 list of movies. You know what's funny? If I do that, I'll look up those movies and then I'll probably go watch it when I put them on.
You're like, I haven't seen that? What?
Yeah, I didn't sell. I gotta watch it now. Oh, God. So, good question, Tom. That's probably the first one I never answered. Yeah. I will come back to that. I will definitely come back to that and I'll try to put a list together. See if I haven't seen it or something.
Craig, he says, I absolutely adore this film. It's not only, by the way, absolutely adore the film. This, before we did our Avengers review, this review was our highest rated show on social media. So
yeah, it's when he told me that, it kind of took me by surprise.
I was shocked too, because I was like, oh, really? I didn't know that many people really liked it as much. All right, then. Apparently they loved it, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I posted that Avengers review, and then less than 2 hours later, I was telling Cody, I was like, we just need to do 20 more Avengers review. We don't need to do more shows now.
just do a different review on Avengers.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta get Wayne.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do one, then we gotta get Wayne next, and then we just replace him, and just be me, and we just do you solo, then we just do me and you, and just me and Cody.
Well, Wayne will just say, there wasn't enough hugging in the movie.
Oh, man, it's not as good as the first one, you know, like, oh, fuck off, man. a lot of people agreed with us on our reviews, too. They were complimenting us, so wanted to get that out as well. They said we were on point with all our criticisms and our what we liked about it, so I was like, oh, thank you, then.
And no one said it was boring, right?
Yes, thank you.
And well, that actually, whoever,
we had 234 see it, so I would assume no one thought it was boring.
Fucking dick.
Greg says, I absolutely adore this film. It's not only one of the best animated films, but it's both one of the best films made. Mm-hmm. After Cars 2, though, do you guys want to see a sequel to The Incredibles?
We discussed that.
Yeah, I was about to say, did me and you discuss that? Because I remember I talked about it, and I was just like, I'm probably the only one that don't want to see a sequel to The Incredibles.
No, I think we discussed that in a review. I think it finished off perfectly.
Yeah, like, I love how everybody is dying for a sequel to this, but it's those same people that always says, I'm tired of sequels and prequels, then why are you begging for this, then?
Because I don't think... Big Hero 6 is probably the closest mainstream superhero movie we'll probably get, cartoon-wise.
Yeah, I was going to say that DreamWorks film, the Guardians one, with the Santa Claus and all that game, that was like somewhat close, but they weren't like nationally superheroes. But
no, but Big Hero 6 is probably the closest we'll probably, last one we'll probably get for a while.
What about Megamind?
That did have an all-star cast, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, when it was Brad Pitt and all them, whatever, and Will Ferrell, Jonah Hill.
Tina Fey.
Was I think it was. I can't remember.
Monsters vs. Aliens. That was superhero-esque.
Yeah. The thing about this one, though, is Disney made Big Hero 6. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Big Hero 6 is amazing.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 was fun as shit, dude. I was going to say, that was an exciting fucking film. Which was another film that some people were giving shit to. Well, mainly critics were giving shit to. They were like, oh, it's just generic and stuff. I was like,
bullshit.
That shit was fun as fuck. If you ask me, I love the character designs in that film.
Critics are jackasses.
Yeah, I know, man. Because everybody I know from General Audience came out was like, oh, that movie was fun as hell. It was great or whatever. Yeah, it was cool.
And didn't it win Best Animated Film?
Yes, it did.
So, fuck off, critics. They should have said that in their acceptance speech.
Fuck off, critics.
But no, I don't want to see another one of Incredibles, because... I think they ended it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, the ending did set up like it could be a sequel too. But like, if I know Brad Bird, the dude in the first one, I know he's working on it as well, which that's a plus right there. If he wasn't worried about writing or directing one at the time, then why the fuck do you people care? I mean, obviously, if he wasn't worried about writing or directing, that means he didn't have shit to talk about in the sequel then.
And when did that come out?
Was it 06, 05, maybe? 05, 06, around that time?
It's slowly pulling up.
Let's see.
04.
04? Oh, damn, yeah. Okay.
So where are... I mean, they're doing the Finding Dory for Finding Nemo, and that's
yeah.
A lot of big gap on sequels, too. I know.
Is that a prequel or a sequel? I can't remember.
I think it's a sequel.
Or a spinoff or something?
No, Nemo and the dad are in it.
Okay. Well, it could still be a spinoff if they're still in it. We don't know how long they're going to be in it.
Yeah, so we don't know. That's I don't think they released until next year.
I fell in love with fucking Finding Nemo when that came out. I was like, damn, I never heard so much talk about a fish before when I saw that movie.
Yeah, but...
Great movie. I'll give it that. Good movie.
Yeah, good movie. But Disney, they do a lot of things for their stuff well, Disney does, not Pixar, so to speak, because Cars 2 and stuff, but Disney released a lot of direct-to-DVD sequels.
Yeah.
We saw that with Aladdin.
I was going to say, though, they might be moving that, though. It depends, I guess, if it makes money, because remember Planes? They made a sequel to that.
And that's something nobody asked for.
Shit, you say that, but then they both made money.
So we're going to have a third one?
Because Disney even thought that themselves. It was like, don't nobody want this. That. And that first one came out, they were just like, hey, we got it on the shelf, just fucking release it, whatever and shit. And they released it for cheap. It was only like $50 million on the other budget, which I thought was impressive for the movie itself. And it got released, and it made a shitload of money. Then the second one came out, almost just the same budget on it, or even cheaper than that, if I'm not mistaken. And sure enough, made a shitload of money. So it's just like, yeah, even Disney was just like shocked, like, wow, it made money. All right, well, hey, fuck it. Yeah, they want it, and then they give it to them. I don't know what it is about Planes and Cars that people are fascinated with in the franchise or whatever and shit, but they just love it for some fucking reason.
But wouldn't a sequel diminish the original for an animated movie?
That depends.
How I Trained Your Dragon did not. That actually...
Oh, yeah, that added on to it, yeah.
That added on to it. That was different. But that wasn't Disney. That was DreamWorks.
Yeah, yeah, that was DreamWorks as well. I would say Frozen, but...
yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, Frozen 2 is going to happen. But I would say I actually kind of do want to see a sequel because I would love to see what they do with Elsa and her powers now that she's accepted them of them and stuff like that. I kind of would love to see that now. So... Mm-hmm. I'm definitely curious about that because I was watching the short they had for what was the last movie? Oh, Cinderella. They had the Frozen Fever or whatever, and I was like, yeah, this actually looks pretty cool and stuff. So I'm actually a little curious to see if they do some really cool stuff with her powers, like if they bring a villain in or something like that, and she has a fight or whatever. But
that's why they haven't released The Lion King 2. Well, mainstream. I think there's
got those like 1.2s and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's why animated sequels are. DreamWorks does it all the time. Shrek had 4, and nobody asked for 4.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think people just asked for 2, and that was about it.
2 would have been acceptable. 2 would have been fine for Shrek.
They got greedy.
And they did, and you can see in the box office numbers that they know they got greedy. So I don't think.
Big Hero 6. I would prefer to see a TV show more than another movie.
On Disney Channel.
Yeah, I would love for that.
That's realistic.
I would kill this because I think they're going to go ahead with a sequel, but I would prefer a TV show just because I think I would get more out of those characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could probably get more storytelling from it.
Well, it's like How You Train Your Dragon. They released a spinoff movie.
Yeah, like 2 of them, I think, on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on Cartoon Network for a while, and then they released them on Netflix as well. And I think they got a new one coming out, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yeah, they do. So,
and How to Train Your Dragon 2, people, is on Netflix as well, so check it out.
The first one's not. That's why Netflix is so weird.
Yeah, I don't get why they don't own the first one because they're both owned by the same studio. So.
You know, it's just weird. Netflix is just weird.
It ain't Netflix's fault. That's the studio's fault. Everybody always blames Netflix for these problems, whatever. It's just like, hey, if the studio don't give them permission to post it, they don't get permission to post it then. So,
okay, fuck your DreamWorks. I'd love to have a back-to-back feature of How I Train Dragon.
Did you see the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Loved it?
Loved it.
Yeah, that was really fucking good. And when it killed his father, I was shocked by that.
I know, that was so dark, too.
Yeah, I was like, damn, they actually went there. I was like, shit.
I'm like, no, and I like, Clive Owen, no. Or Gerard Butler. It was Gerard Butler. I get him confused.
To have his dragon do it, too, I was just like, shit, dude. I was like...
I know.
I remember my theater, it got quiet when that happened. I was like, even my ass was like, so I was like, he ain't dead. Come on, man.
And this is
I was like, holy shit, he did.
And this is like, I think that was kind of like the thing Bambi. That's kind of like That's kind of like a today's version of Bambi.
Oh, and the dragon stuff was cool. I love that alpha male dragon shit.
I absolutely love that movie. I love it so much. I'm not going to say it's better than the first one, but it's on par.
Yeah, that was last summer was we had like 3 sequels that I thought were. It was 22 Jump Street. I thought that was on par with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
How to Train a Dragon 2. I thought that was on par with the first one, and I thought Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was on par with the Rise of the Planet of the Apes for me.
Yeah, all 3 of them are pretty much the same. I did like 22 Jump Street a lot more than the first one.
I like both of them equally. You can watch them back to back and be like, this is like one great big movie right here.
Yep, and you can say the same thing about How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, man, because the sequel added on to the story. That's what you're supposed to do with sequels. You add on to stories.
Yeah. I mean, Transformers did that, too. Except the fourth one.
They created a whole new fucking story. So, yeah, man, The Incredibles, I'm glad they got the original talent working on it. I'm glad they're taking their time. They're not rushing into it. I'm going to be excited to see it when it comes out, definitely. I think that, personally, instead of a sequel, they should have went the TV show route as well with that one. That one just plays up to it. I'm interested to see it. I can't wait to see it. But I'm not like these other people that's just like dying saying, "Oh, you need to make this." No.
But at least the original guy is coming back.
Brad Bird, one of the best talents out there.
So that, I mean, his movie comes out when? Next 2 weeks? Tomorrowland?
Is that it's 22nd, I believe, of May.
The 22nd. So that's the next big movie coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it comes out same time as Mad Max, too.
No, it comes out a week before, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I think so. I don't know, but Tomorrowland's got, you know, it's Disney.
New trailer looks, man, it looks fantastic, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that trailer just looks like it blows your mind with, like, back on Avatar, like, that trailer for Tomorrowland, it looked like they just created a whole new world and went with it and stuff like that. I mean, it just looks incredible. I'm not going to lie. I'm fascinated as fuck with that movie. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, Tomorrowland comes out the 22nd. Mad Max comes out the 14th.
Oh, okay. So it comes out before then. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the biggest competition for Avengers is Mad Max. And that's next week.
I was going to say, the biggest competition from Avengers is Pitch Perfect 2, not Mad Max.
Hey, fucking The Age of Adeline or whatever passed Furious 2 this week. That's stayed at number 2.
Because I was going to say, they got Pitch Perfect 2 coming out with Mad Max. And I don't know if you remember that first one made a shitload of money. So
I never seen it.
It made a shitload of fucking money. It came out of nowhere. And I know a lot of people that's looking forward to seeing the second one. So Mad Max's biggest competition is some singing women. I can't wait for that. It's going to be hilarious.
But Incredibles, the good thing is Bird's coming back. That's 100% plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did, I believe he created it.
I just saw this Tom Cruise has a movie with Paul Newman and Patrick Dempsey, the documentary. Oh, kind of like it. It's called Winning, The Racing Life of Paul Newman. It's a documentary. Huh. Interesting.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, check that out.
I like Paul Newman.
I do too. Yeah. Oh, look at this. A movie called Chocolate City with Vivica A. Fox and Carmen Electra coming out.
Yes.
That's what everyone wants to see, right?
Yes. That's gonna hit $9 billion the opening weekend.
Oh my God. It's got Michael Jai White. Damn.
Oh, Michael Jai? Spawn? Come on.
It's got a Robert Richard. I've seen this kid somewhere. He's been on like those old black TV shows, whatever, that were for like everyone. I was like,
he was in Coach Carter.
Yeah, what TV show was this son of a bitch in? It was like Sister or some shit like that.
Ah, no.
What was it?
Give me one moment. Fuck, I can picture it. It's not Sister.
Yeah, I can picture it. I just can't remember the damn show. What?
Fuck, it's like Robert Ricard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With like a little parentheses.
It's like R-I apostrophe and then Richard, Churd, R-C-H-A-R-D.
Shit. He was in Hey Mr. Cooper, Jamie Foxx Show,
yes.
My Wife and Kids. Nothing long lasting. Cousin Skeeter. That was around your time as you were a kid.
Yeah, around that time, yeah.
But he was Jamie Foxx and stuff like that, so. I keep forgetting Jamie Foxx had a TV show.
It's like from Jamie Foxx and all that shit. He was in all those damn shows and stuff, so yeah. Alright, whatever. Hey, last question I got here is from Roland Winchell. He says, Quentin Tarantino was just awful in Django Unchained. Without a doubt, he's probably the worst director turned actor in their own films. I would completely agree with that, to be honest.
Yeah, and his ego, he has to throw a character in for him every single time.
He gives himself a long-ass scene, too. It's like, dude, you are not necessary for this movie.
And what's his next movie? Hateful Eight, right?
Yeah, I guarantee he's going to be in that.
Imagine, you know, him... the scene he's going to be in, because that's a Western.
Mm-hmm.
So.
God. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I just thought about it now, I'm just like, oh, God.
Let's see. I don't remember him in Jackie Brown.
I was going to say, M. Night Shyamalan might be close to him, because he was in, what was that movie, Devil?
He wasn't in that.
No, not Devil. It was another film where Lady in the Water.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was in that where he tried to make it. It was some pretentious shit where he was trying to make it seem like his writing was the savior of the world, some shit like that or whatever. I can't remember because I hated that fucking movie.
Because he, like, I mean, M. Night, when he has a role, he has a prominent role, like Signs.
Yeah.
He has a prominent role. Tarantino throws himself in there. I don't remember it in Jackie Brown or Kill Bills, but.
Yeah, I don't remember in Jackie Brown. I want to say he probably was, just in the background, but I don't remember it. Or Kill Bills, neither. I didn't really give a fuck about Kill Bill that much, like everybody else, so I'm not going to lie.
I like the first one. I don't like the second one.
Yeah. How many other movies are there?
Just two. Like,
just two? Okay.
Just two. I didn't like the second one. I liked the first one.
And people would not shut the fuck up about them films when they came out. I was like, man, shut the fuck up. Just shit.
No. Even though he has made some good movies like Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, Reservoir Dogs, and stuff like that.
Yeah, only three. Actually,
I did like Inglourious Basterds, too.
Man, that movie pissed me off more than anybody. Like, damn, you lost focus of this movie. This movie is boring as shit.
It's like three movies in one. But he at least gives him, like, he has a science, but M. Night, he's in a prominent. Quentin's just a secondary character.
Tarantino pisses me off more because his scenes are worse than M. Night. I think M. Night is probably a better actor.
Oh, he is, because we've seen in Django that Tarantino was terrible. His accent went in and out every single time.
Why he just didn't get an Australian to do that?
Why didn't he just talk American?
I'm going to say, yeah, why is there even need it with Australian?
You could have got Wayne. You could have got Wayne.
I mean, this is fucking Tarantino. People line up at the block to work with Tarantino because he's one of those named directors and shit. You mean tell me he couldn't pay him like a couple of $100,000 just to get a regular guy or an Australian guy to get in there? I mean, come on now.
And then he had to have, and he had to have the scene where he just holding dynamite and he blows up.
And then he got the nerve to sit up there and talk about, but this movie's not a comedy. It's like, did you really think you was good? That's the thing too about his scenes, that he thinks he was good in those scenes too.
Yeah. And
it's like, dude, no, you are the worst actor in all your movies, and you're not even an actor, so stop.
And if memory serves me right, he won an Oscar for writing, right?
Oh, God, yes he did.
I mean,
I think Django won a screenplay, original screenplay, right? Best original screenplay, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And he went up there with such a smuggling. He was throwing up people. I was just like,
he
oh,
has,
God.
Like we said about Cameron's ego. Tarantino does not touch Cameron's ego.
Oh man, Tarantino got the biggest ego in Hollywood, bar none, man. You ain't
it's kind of like fuck, what's his name? He did the wrestler in Black Swan.
Oh,
Aronofsky.
Yeah, Aaron.
That motherfucker's got an ego too. But,
oh fuck yeah!
But he doesn't get the recognition as Tarantino or.
I was about to say, at least his ego is granted for there. I mean, at least he makes better fucking movies.
He does.
Shit. I mean, Tarantino winning the Django, that was a fucking fluke for that winning the award. That was a fucking fluke out of his ass. That came out of fucking nowhere. I was like, look, are you serious? This is getting nominated. And then he wins, especially after his BET promotion he did. I was like, you got to be shitting me.
Yeah, saying it's about the black people.
This man is coming up here telling people and getting mad, walking out of an interview talking about it's not a comedy. This movie actually meant something. I was doing something. And then he goes on BET dressed up in like black clothes and shit like that with pants hanging off his ass and a backwards cap talking about, yo, I got my man Jamie Foxx on the set here, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what the fuck?
If it's not a comedy, why did the horse dance at the end?
It's not a fucking comedy. Why'd you have that Jonah Hill scene in there?
Yes.
Dude, shut the fuck up, dude. He's someone that thinks his own shit don't stink.
I wonder if it is listed as a comedy. IMDb.
A lot of Tarantino's problems comes from his ego with the fans, and sometimes just him learning to know when to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut the fuck up, don't say anything, and just make your fucking movie. But he gotta go on these interviews, and he gotta, like, I don't know what the fuck that black shit he was doing. He gotta do shit like that, or he gotta open up his mouth and say some shit where you just look at him and go, like, or if somebody asks him, like, oh, you know, I hear this is a comedy, he gets mad and defensive about it, and just like, hey, I'm just asking you a question. Yeah, I guarantee it is a fucking comedy. Everybody thought it was a fucking comedy. Who didn't walk out of that thinking it was a comedy?
I thought it was. I thought there was brief comedic moments.
Yeah, the only person that didn't think that, apparently, was Tarantino's ass.
So he must have not watched the movie.
apparently he really thought he was making some serious shit. He was like, because he was talking about like, oh, I was trying to make a hero for black audiences out there. I was like representing for black people. I'm just looking at him like, okay, you can just stop right there, Tarantino.
I think Fox even did an interview when he says he didn't feel like the hero. I was like, after the movie, I believe he said something like that. That's why Will Smith didn't take the part.
Which I gotta say, probably the best decision of his part, his career, is not taking that part. Then, because no, he's right. No.
Chris Waltz, and Leo were the best part of the whole movie.
Fox was wasted in that fucking. He was only in the movie just so the N word could be said.
Yes, I think the record amount of times in a movie.
Yeah,
I think Tarantino's racist. I really do. I honestly do. What? How can any white guy get away with saying that word as many that many times?
I'm about to say, how can a white guy say I'm making a hero for black people and then make him a slave to another white man? And talk about I'm making him like what? Because
you heard about what happened to Adam Sandler, right?
Oh yeah, I heard about.
But that. All the Indian extras walked off set because they were offended.
Yeah, he was. I heard some of the jokes. I was like, okay, that's a little too far. Damn, Adam, what the fuck?
I know. So. I mean, Quentin, he just needs to get off his high horse. I can't believe I'm going to say this. He's no Spielberg.
Well, the thing is, the reason why he's on his high horse is because the fans put him on that high horse.
I mean, yeah, he has had made good movies. But fans, that was in the 90s.
Boosts his fucking ego up.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, it was.
He is 20 years past his prime.
Way past his prime.
And we've seen acting. We've seen how bad of an actor he was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, man, he's a terrible fucking actor. He's fucking terrible, dude. And he's not needed, neither. That's another thing, too. It's like, that's almost his ego himself saying, I need to be in this movie now. It's like, no, you don't, really. You don't. You don't add nothing to it. You, if anything, you just make it worse.
Yeah, and I'm looking right now. He was in Oh, wait, that's just one. That's one character. All of his movies... He wasn't Jackie Brown. He's a voice. Yeah, he's in 30. He's acted in 30 things.
That's a damn shame. And he ain't grown at all since that first movie.
You have time on your hands, Quinn. Take some acting classes.
Yeah, exactly. You got money too, as well. So yeah. Well, people, that's the end of the show, though. I think Tarantino's going to call us next week and say, fuck you both, I'm an artist. And he's going to be like, okay, whatever, whatever, man. I don't think I can sit in a room with him personally, but that's just me. So
no, because he'll be a smartass and he'll probably kill him.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be like, all right, you wait till we get out of this room. I'm going to beat your ass. It's like, he's one of those dudes, like, usually you have a quick comeback to, but when he talks, you just look at him and go like, no, he didn't just say that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the need to beat his ass now after him saying that. So, shit, he's one of those people. Especially if he came up to me, yo, I got my main P1 with me right now. I'd be looking at him like, if you fucking touch me, man, I swear to God. I swear to God, I'll fucking knock you outside your head. Oh, brother, don't be like that to me, my man. I'm just trying to be gangster with you, you know? I'd be like.
They'd be like, I made a movie called Django Unchained just for you.
I'd look at him and be like, oh, you better get the fuck away from me. You got about 10 seconds. Get away from me. Don't tell me no shit you made this for me. Yo, don't tell me that, man. Dude, just say you made a fucking movie. Stop trying to make it seem like it's something deeper than what you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, dude. But people, that's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday. I got to get out of here. That has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 98. I'm your host with the most phenomenal one.
And this is Z.
And we will be back next week for episode 99. So close, Z. So close.
So, almost at the tip.
I love putting the tip in. Oh, yes.
Put the tip in, see how it feels.
Yeah, see how it feels. If it don't feel good, then just keep going at it until you come and then just leave.
Next week is just the tip, and then the 2 weeks later, it's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. And then we'll know if we like you or not.
will there be a second date?
Yeah, it'll probably be a second date. And I won't sneak out your window. So
we'll leave you cab fare money.
Yeah, we'll leave you a taxi voucher, but, you know.
Expired one, so.
Yeah, so you'll have to come up with the extra cents on it or make up a lie saying, oh, I didn't know it was expired, you know, so hey, either way, but. All right, people, we're getting out of here. Later, bastards.
See ya, bitches.